Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Debbie Meyer joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. She has limited success, I'm afraid, try as she might. She's our good friend. She is the home problem solver. You see her on television on HSN all the time. Her green bags, her green boxes, her cake cutter, her pie cutter, her cobbler cutter, all those things are in shopping stores, supermarkets, all over the world. Literally, folks in the world. They're taking them to Mars, I understand. Debbie, thanks again for being here. I understand they're going to put those in there. They're going to take those little cake cutters and the green boxes to Mars so they can keep their food safe. What do you think?
Well, I was hoping they packed a cake cutter on the rover, so, you know, we'll see. I would have taken one.
So, Debbie, we're talking
a celebration somewhere.
Well, I never leave home without mine, I can tell you that. So, so Debbie, what about, as we move forward into 2021, one of the things I've tried to help people understand is that the, and you know all about this, that if you want to know what you're supposed to be doing this afternoon, tomorrow, a month from now, or a year from now, 100% of that information is knowable. 100%.
Yes.
And it's inside the customer's head. Because whatever you're supposed to be doing is whatever their expectations are. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. And sometimes, you know, for people who are in things like I'm in a product industry, but I also have to deal with individuals who are talking to me about my product, who want to purchase my product. Now, I don't do the sales direct to the retail stores, but there are many times when I have these conversations, and I'm always looking to how I can fulfill what they are looking for. How do I fit their niche? They don't have to fit mine. So at places like on all the shopping channels around the world, we have to pivot very quickly and give them the configurations they want, give them what they need to reach their customers. So there's a customer in between us and the consumer. But I'm always drawn to things like people who are looking for some kind of platitude, some kind of explanation for the why things are the way they are and why things have worked out for them the way they have worked out or not worked out. And I'm always drawn to, going back to leadership, I am drawn to people in history. Many people now probably don't remember Newt Rockne, the famous coach. And, you know, you got to think about people were willing to follow certain military guys into battle because they inspired them.
Yep.
And I was thinking more recently, and some of the people who will think about it, is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady threw interceptions. He could have walked off the field and said, what a day. I'm not going to win this. He turned it around completely. And there's a kind of never give up attitude that we talked about very often in entrepreneurship and small business, owning a business. It's the never give up. Why would you give up when the very next thing that happens could be the thing that's going to change?
And more games have been won, and more companies have succeeded.
Coming
because
back.
There were more people who didn't give up than there were people who were smarter than the other people, or even more talented. A coach is looking for a kid who will never give up more than they're looking for a kid with a great arm.
They're looking for heart.
That's right.
We used to call it heart.
Yep.
They've got heart.
Which comes back to believing in yourself. And boy, howdy, if you can't believe in yourself in these trying times, I don't know what you do. I mean, I guess you just clock in tomorrow, get a government job.
And you need to be bold. You do need to be bold, but you don't need to push people around. And that's another message I want to give people, because there are some people I've spoken to who think that the answer to everything is pushing other people out of the way, or making them do what you want them to do.
Well, see, to me, people like that have a lack of confidence. If you can't, if you don't have the confidence to inspire and motivate people, then you're just a bully.
And I think one of the things that we're lacking right now is that human connection that gives a lot of people a little different kind of confidence.
Humanity. We got to get our humanity back. Hey, Deb, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
DebbyMeyer.com, DebbyMeyer.com.
DebbyMeyer.com. Hey, Debbie, good job. Will you come back soon?
Oh, anytime you ask.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blysengame, reminding you to seek excellence, not...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.